Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The bloody events in Sweden reveal the dangers of foreign-linked factions. Normalization is a crime that undermines 14 years of revolutionary sacrifice. Translated. Following days of violent clashes that claimed the lives of hundreds of our martyr brothers, the Ministry of Defense suddenly and shockingly announced on Wednesday that the start of the Syrian army's withdrawal from the city of Sweden. This came after a US call for the withdrawal of government forces from the province and a series of intense airstrikes by the Jewish entity on Damascus on Wednesday, July 16, 2025, targeting the General Staff Building, the Ministry of Defense, and the vicinity of the Presidential Palace. Earlier strikes that hit multiple areas in the countryside of Damascus, Dara, and Sweda, targeting military positions and convoys of Syrian army and general security forces headed towards Sweda, causing large numbers of martyrs and wounded. The revolution is now facing serious disturbances and existential challenges. After deafening the criminal fugitive Bashar, we must pause for sincere self-reflection and conduct a bold reassessment of the current path, as repeated mistakes have weakened the revolution's prestige and squandered great gains paid in the blood of the Mujahideen. This is a call to correct the revolutionary cause and return to the law of Allah. We must be certain that submitting to international dictates and trusting US promises will only lead us to total loss in the world and the hereafter. They have left us vulnerable to the Jewish entity which killed hundreds of our Mujahideen brothers while we cling to the so-called quote-unquote right to respond and left the Bedouin tribes around Sweda disarmed and exposed to retaliation without protection. The decision of General Amnesty, quote, go, for you are free, unquote, marked a dangerous turning point. It was made without consulting the revolution's people or seeking the opinion of the Mujahideen who liberated the land and made the greater sacrifices. This missed a crucial opportunity to resolve matters decisively and open the door to chaos. It was the beginning of a series of concessions, the gravest of which was angering Allah Almighty by not applying His Sharia under the excuse of fearing America and the West, even though these powers have always been the primary enemies of Allah, His Messenger, and a sham revolution since its inception. Preventing the Mujahideen from securing the coast during past events was a major betrayal, allowing others to expand and embolden themselves against the Mujahideen. The lenient approach to handling the Druze issue exposed dangerous recklessness by the new administration. The representative was expelled, international protection was requested, and there was even communication with the Jewish entity, a clear and undeniable act of betrayal. The responses to this was feeble, amounting to submission to parties guilty of high treason by communicating and coordinating with the Jewish entity. The loss of independent political will with decisions tied to American directives, plans and interests, and the pursuit of their approval and protection has rendered the new administration incapable of making decisive choices on matters that deeply affect national sovereignty and independence. This was evident during the coastal skirmishes and became crystal clear with the Druze file, leaving the Mujahideen exposed and rendering their sacrifices in vain before their goals were achieved. Our creed defines the relationship with the Jewish entity, usurpers of our sanctities and perpetrators of horrific crimes against our people in Gaza and throughout Palestine, as one of war and existential conflict. The battle between the sincere sons of the Ummah and the Jews is inevitable. There must be no normalization on or any form of treaty that acknowledges even an inch of Muslim land under their sovereignty. The battle with the Jewish entity is inevitable, and any delay only leads to further loss of lives and resources. Therefore, we must prepare for it with everything we have. The first step towards victory is a true commitment to implementing the Sharia of Allah without delay or evasion, seeking His pleasure and help, not that of America or others. Without this, we will never stand on firm ground, nor will the country enjoy security or sovereignty. We must rely on the revolutionary base and its sincere sons, for they are the true support after Allah in terms of crisis and hardship. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And whoever relies on Allah, then He is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish His purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent. Surah Talaq, verse 3. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.